Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's the Cat Named Mo Show. The show Black Radio Weekly said was too white to review.
Your first trivia question is going to be to identify the name of this song, my favorite Prince song. I'll give you 15 seconds of it. Gonna pause it. Hold on. Before you say anything, let's go to the phones. Let's get a player. On the line, dinner for two at Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill. John, are you there?
What's up, my Rizzo?
I'm doing all right. Brother, how about yourself?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Hey, on the Prince thing, as a bass player, of course, just want to point out, too, we lost Chris Squire this year from Yes.
Absolutely. Yes, so you have to put him in there as well. Absolutely.
Monster player, man. Hey, best song by Prince, Bassline. I remember first learning it. It was kind of like the Brothers Johnson Strawberry Letter.
Oh, I love that song. Go ahead. What was it, John?
Or I'll Be Good to You. It was my favorite Prince tune, Pop Life.
Pop Life. Great. Off. I believe that was Around the World in a Day, right?
It was. What you're putting in your nose, that where all your money goes.
There you go. All right, John. Thanks for chatting, brother. Appreciate it. He's a fantastic bassist, by the way. Jimmy, are you ready to play Steve Hurley, Don't Know Prince?
I'm ready, Mo. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Okay. Hold on. You got the first question out of the gate. I just came out with this one. He doesn't even know that I was going to do it. Hold on. If he blows it, I apologize. But I'm going to give him another shot. You ready? All right, hold on.
No problem.
Hold on. All right, this is for Jimmy. Don't blow it for Jimmy. Jimmy, it's been a long time since you ate, hadn't it, brother? Hadn't it been, brother? Right, Jimmy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, he doesn't even have the strength to speak. That's how starved Jimmy is. Okay, I'm going to play you the song, a little bit of the song again. My favorite Prince song. Susan? Stay away from him. Don't signal him or anything. All right. Nobody else. I don't think anybody else knows it. Do you know it, Susan?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Shh. I'll be quiet.
I'll give you a little bit more. I'll give you up until the chorus.
Okay.
I'll let him sing the chorus once. Ready? It's coming. It's a badass song, ain't it? This is the chorus, so you're either going to get it here or you're not going to get it. What are you saying? Your headphones aren't working? Stop blaming the equipment. Stop blaming it. Look this way. Eyeball me. Are you not hearing it? All right, hold on. Eric, bring him over here because I don't want him to have any excuse. I tell you what. That's right. You sit right there. Yeah, Steve Hurley. Jimmy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm trying to get you a meal, brother. I'm trying to get you a meal. All right, use Eric's real quick, Steve. That's all right. That's okay. Let's see if can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? That's okay. That's okay.
Exciting radio.
I know. Steve Hurley bringing the whole shebang-a-bang down to a complete halt. All right, sit down, Steve. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Okay, all right. Just so that there is no crying out of impropriety, I'm going to bag it up a couple of seconds, as let it ramp up to the chorus.
Okay.
Okay, and I need the name of this song. Otherwise, Jimmy goes hungry. All right? Jimmy goes hungry. The marriage probably
Let's
goes
hope he's
to
not,
pot.
It's not too hungry.
No, he's hungry. I can hear it in his voice. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You can hear.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Fantasy.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. You are 100% absolutely right. Steve, hold on, because I got to break Jimmy's heart.
Jimmy, are you surprised?
Jimmy, are you there?
I'm right here, Mo.
Jimmy, I'm sorry, brother. I know you're hungry.
All right.
I know you were trying to take your wife out for a little meal, a nice time.
I was trying.
Yeah, I know you're on the brink of divorce.
Trying,
Yeah. All right, Jimmy, you call me next week, and I promise you I'm not going to let Steve on the radio show.
All right, I'll hold you to that, Mo. Thank you so much.
All right. Do you see what you made me do?
Yeah, I made you do.
Do you see how you forced me to?
Because you really expected me to know that.
Okay, this is what I'm going to tell you, Steve. Did you know what it is?
Yes.
Don't say it. And you know why you know what it is? Because he said the name five times in the chorus.
Well, yeah. I was trying to listen, and I thought I heard it. But.
Okay, I've got five times he says the name of the title in the chorus. Here we are. Let's back it up. There we go. One. He just said it, Steve.
Mountain?
Yes! Okay. He's about to say it again.
What do you think if I hear him say it again, then I should have known it then?
It's only mountains!
Also, Mo told us at the very beginning of the show it was his favorite song.
Yeah, I did not know that it was mountains.
You have ruined this song for me.
I hope so.
I can never listen to it again and not think about Jimmy's rumbling tummy.
Yeah.
You have ruined mountains for me.
I can promise you I won't be thinking about that when I hear the song.
Okay, let's try. Once again, if you'd like to win a free dinner to Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. All right, we have Mike on the line. Mike, are you hungry, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's see if Steve can win you a meal. Steve, you ready?
I am ready.
Do you like disappointing my listeners?
No, I like disappointing you, but not the listeners. It's not their fault.
Do you set out with Susan?
Yes.
Okay. school them when you take off. A mini Prince concert in your car. Would you please?
All right. Okay.
You ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
Don't look at him.
Okay.
All right. This is multiple choice. Okay. You look so funny with those green headphones on you.
Yes. Okay. I actually have another set of headphones.
Steve is probably going to blow it for Mike and Mickey, so if you want the phones, are ringing now. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. This is a little game show we call Steve Hurley Doesn't Know Prince. Okay. Here we go. What, Steve? Are we not friends?
We were.
Okay. Here we go. All right. Which one of these is not... It is the Prince song. Okay, you have to tell me which one is the Prince song.
Okay.
I have four. Three of them are not a Prince song. Okay, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Okay. I Want to Be Your Lover is one. I Want to Dance Looking Like Liza Minnelli is two. I Want to Be Your Accountant is three. And I Want to Humala Your Babala and Zebala Your Bop is number four. Which one of those is the actual Prince song?
I Want to Be Your Lover.
Okay, there you go. Right there. All right. You're doing good. You're doing good.
I actually remember that song.
Okay, that's good. Mickey, are you Mickey, are you there? Or was it Mike that I had? I had Mike. I'm sorry. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, if he gets two more correct, you're going to Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill.
Oh, he didn't get to go on that one? What happened?
No, nobody wins on the first question.
Oh, my God.
Act like you know something. Hold on, wow. Mike. Mike, who are you going to take if you win?
My wife.
All right. When's the last time you got to take her out?
Oh, a long time, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Too long.
I know. I feel for you, Mike. Let's hope Steve Hurley doesn't blow this. Okay, hold on. Okay, we are back. It is Steve Hurley doesn't know Prince. Okay. I need to know Prince's actual. Give it. Take that phone away from him. What are you handing him a phone for? Leave that. No.
I'm not falling for that again.
No. Leave that phone alone. All right, here we go. Steve Hurley doesn't know Prince. Okay. Which one of these is Prince's actual full name? Are you ready?
Okay.
Is it Prince Rogers Nelson, Prince Albert Jenkins, or Prince Princeton Princely? Don't look over anywhere.
I don't have to. It's Prince Rogers Nelson. I know what his name is.
All right. There you go. Thought I would have got you with the Prince Albert Jenkins.
Okay. Prince Albert. That's terrible.
All right. Here we go. You think you're good,
don't related
you?
To the Publix dynasty, Jenkins.
Okay, here we go. This is a final question, and Steve Hurley doesn't know Prince. And if you get this one right, Mike is going to the Love's Artifacts.
Okay, so you've committed now. The Mike has a chance.
Yes,
okay.
Mike has a chance. Okay.
All right.
I want you to finish. I want you to finish or tell me actually which one is the actual song. Are you ready? Okay. Ready?
Tell you which one is the song.
The actual song. Yes. Okay. Four song titles. One of them is an actual song by Prince.
Okay.
Steve Hurley doesn't know Prince. Here we go. You need another lover like your mother's brother. You need another lover like you need a hole in the head. You need another lover like you need Progressive Insurance. Don't laugh. Never laugh at the host.
It's 2 weeks in a row that you drop gems.
You need another lover because I'm tired of you bitching all the time. I want Mike to take his wife, who he hasn't been able to feed in 2 years, to Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill. Give me the correct song.
I can't remember it, but it's the first one. So you need a lover like your brother's mother.
Oh! Yeah. You want to tell him, Susan?
A hole in your head.
Hole in your head. He wasn't very hungry anyhow.
Oh, Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
poor Mike, I'm sorry.
Mike, you're not the only one to be disappointed by Steve Hurley, I promise you. Let me ask you something, Steve.
Mike knows who just disappointed him, I promise.
In what alternate universe is someone going to say to someone, you need another lover like your mother's brother?
I was thinking about the Progressive Insurance for a minute.
It didn't even make any sense. Mike, I'm sorry, man. So close. So close.
That was too easy.
Yeah,
too easy.
I'm sorry, brother. All right. One more shot, Steve. Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Jackie, would you like to go to Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill?
I would love to.
Okay.
Too bad.
Oh, wow. That's from your wife.
I actually had the correct text, and I didn't look at it. See, I was playing
put
fair.
Put that phone down.
Who's
all right.
Texting you?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody. Did.
Whaley.
No, okay. Brandon.
Dude, I knew you had that one. I thought you had that one.
I didn't have
another
that one
lover
one.
Like your mother's brother.
You were said you were going to do multiple choice. That wasn't multiple choice.
You're an embarrassment. That was. I gave you four songs. One was real.
It wasn't easy.
All right.
Multiple choice.
This one, if you can get these two correct, these three correct, then you can, Jackie, you will be going to Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill, okay? All right, Jackie?
You just said the first one.
Yeah, I thought you were talking to Steve Hurley.
Do you have any? I'm tired of talking to Steve Hurley. Do you have any faith in Steve Hurley as a man?
I do, only because he didn't go with Simula Humalabum.
I should have gone with that one.
I know. All right, stay right there, Jackie. All right, here we go. All right, don't say anything, Jackie. All right. Which one of these bands did Prince not form? Are you ready? Steve Hurley. This is Steve Hurley doesn't know Prince. Which one of these bands did Prince not form? Vanity Six, The Family, The Time, Fleetwood Mac.
Did he not form?
He did not form.
Well, we know that he formed Vanity Six.
Okay.
We know all about Morris Day and the time. Oh,
don't get cocky now. It's a three-hour show.
Do you really think? Do you really think that he formed? Do you think he formed Fleetwood Mac? That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
All right, all right. Oh. Now, are you still there, Jackie?
I am.
All right, two more questions and you win this one.
Hey, that's not what you said.
No, she's got to get three right.
You said that she could get this one and go.
Yeah, if you get all three right.
Did he not say that?
No, if you get all three right. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, all right. This is a true or false. True or false, okay? The alternate shooting title for Purple Rain. You know what a shooting title is sometimes to throw off people? They'll give a movie a fake title while they're shooting it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The alternate shooting title for Purple Rain was Grape Kool-Aid Showers. True or false?
False. Grape Kool-Aid.
Okay.
That's sort of racist.
It's your game. All right, listen.
I know it's not my game.
I'm just the host.
It's your game.
Okay, here we go. Final final question. And Jackie, who are you going to take to Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill?
I'm going to take my boyfriend.
Oh, there you go. It's been a long time since you guys got to go out
what
and eat together,
with
right?
What are you going
to
do with the husband?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Jackie, I'm pulling for you here. All right, okay. Steve? I need you to finish this lyric, okay? I'm going to give you four finishes. You tell me which one is correct. You ready?
Okay.
This is Steve Hurley, doesn't know Prince. Okay. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find if you want to let people know you only date black guys. That's one. Stop laughing at the host. Shut up, Jackie. Okay. Two. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find when you realize you're a lesbian. Okay. Number three. She was Steve Hurley, doesn't know Prince. She wore a raspberry beret, the kind you find at a secondhand store. That's number three. Fourth and final one. Steve Hurley doesn't know Prince. This is for all the marbles. Jackie going to Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill. She wore a raspberry. She sounds real confident in you. She wore a raspberry beret. The kind you find in a raspberry beret and yogurt shop.
Okay. I think we know it's secondhand story.
Oh,
of course we know that.
Finally, Steve.
That's a popular song. I mean, we all know that.
Yes, it is. All right, Jackie, I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to get your name, your email, and your number, and then we'll call you back right after the show. So hold on, Jackie.
Thanks
all right.
So much. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Don't thank him. All right, Steve. You've got me way over.
Time.
I was trying to be on time. You got me way over. I've got some audio from my son. I taped my son, my six-year-old. I was feeding
That's
him.
That's awesome.
And we'd always talk when I'm making him dinner or lunch or whatever. So instead of just putting him in front of the TV, and he started talking about the Lightning and hockey gate teams, and I got him to talk about the Lightning, and then he started asking me about Passover and why was not going to celebrate Passover. So I got two separate conversations that I just put my phone down and let it record. So I'm going to try and get to those on the backside of this break. Before I get out of let you out of here, and thank you. I love you, Steve.
Oh, of course.
But you don't know Prince. You don't know Prince. Susan, you're always welcome here.
Thank you.
I got to make up for two listeners that you disappointed. What's going on?
Well, you've disappointed me for years because you won't come to Plant City and go to lunch.
I'm coming out there, brother.
Okay,
I promise.
Yeah, okay.
I got to wait for truck month
to be over. You got a $20 head start from 2 weeks ago.
I'm trying to wait for truck month to end. It's seemingly endless. Is it still truck month?
See what I mean? It's actually an opportunity to win a free track. So I'm going to draw the winner on Monday morning, and I'm going to send it to Rob and Mike Calta, and then Mike Calta will call the winner of the brand new tracks. They're going to win for free.
Now tell people how they can qualify for the tracks, the brand new tracks.
The easiest way is to buy a newer used vehicle retail at Stingray Chevrolet this week through today, and you'll qualify to win the tracks, or come and just test drive a new vehicle or a used vehicle, fill out the form, and you can qualify to win the new tracks.
So there you go. There's no purchase. Obviously,
that's
you'd
correct.
Love
no
for them to
necessary.
Buy a car
oh, yeah, but,
and get
but
a
you don't have to.
Right, but so you just come out
correct.
And you test drive,
right.
And that's just how confident you are in your inventory. which I understand, absolutely. So, and so if they want to qualify for the drawing, that'll be Monday on the Mike Calta Show.
A little bit before 8 o'clock, about between 7:45 and 8 o'clock, Mike will call the winner live on air
of
the 2016 Chevy Trax. Then a week from then will be May 2nd. The last one we'll do is a Chevy Malibu. So 3 vehicles in 3 weeks.
Okay, there you go. You cannot beat that. I wanted to thank you. And ask you, and I don't know if you can put the business out on the street, but last week, and you had already left the studio, and I had Jerry X on, of Jerry X Music, and a great friend and great musician, and she was talking about the car troubles she had, and you graciously said, hey, and she had it at a mechanic shop a couple of times, was throwing money at it, and it was still not working right. And if I'm not mistaken, you had someone come out, pick up the car because it was not running.
Correct.
Gave her a loaner, and I know that she was over the top appreciative. And I wanted to thank you for that. Obviously, because we do consider Jerry X part of the Bone family.
Oh,
Mike
sure.
Calta brought her into the Bone, and I kind of stole her away, kind of appropriated her. But you know, she always be the one that Mike Calta brought in. He uses her music as rejoin music a lot as well. And her and I are working on a couple of projects, but I wanted to thank you for that. Was it bad? You know,
it needs some work. It had a problem with this relay. Continued to run the battery down, and
right.
they were using an aftermarket relay. And the last I heard is they were going to get a factory one from Jeep,
right?
And put the correct relay in, and they were testing it. So far, it was so good. But I think they wanted to give it a few days, and I don't know if she picked it up yet or not because they wanted to test it for a few days and didn't want to have her pick it up and have the same problem again.
That's what I love about it, and again, this is an
unsolicited. She's in the vehicle. She's driving a Camaro.
She's at her dream car. This is an unsolicited testimony. I'm going to tell you this now. I'm not getting paid for this. It's nothing. It's not because we're friends. It's just because it's fact. And you don't have to take your car to the dealership. You can take it to where you got the car, purchase the car. You can take it to Steve Hurley's shop. The guys take care of you. They had my Rubicon out there, which I purchased from Stingray Chevrolet. And it's a haul for me. I'm not really necessarily near you, but I take it out there even to get my oil changed because you got the guys treat me so nicely. But they give you he gives you a loaner car. But what was cool was I was having a little problem with a starter issue, and they kept they fixed it and then kept it a couple of days and kept me in the loaner car because they took it home and they said, well, let's just make sure it starts, and that was great. And then you just said that you did that with Jerry, so you know
we want to be right. And that's it's a high mileage vehicle she's got, and it's older and it's got some issues, and we want to make sure this can be safe for her.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times think of dealerships as just places to buy cars, but you have a full mechanic shop, if you will. So if you
a lot of experience, the guy that was working on Eli Medina, his nephew was actually a guest on our show last year. But Eli Medina actually has experience, worked as a Jeep technician. So
right.
Had somebody, and he does a lot of work on Bumble Jeep.
On Bumble Jeep,
probably,
my Jeep,
you know,
yeah.
Eli, I think.
Yes.
And Eli actually was the one that was working on it for because he's got Jeep experience.
So even if you're not looking for a new car and something's wrong with yours and you're tired of paying good money after bad, you know, Steve Hurley at Stingray Chevrolet has a full mechanic shop. You know, just call them and make sure that they've got someone that knows that car. I'm almost positive that they will, regardless of what make it is. And then while you're down there, you know, look around a lot. You know, he's going to force you to anyway.
Just drive a vehicle and sign up for a new track. You might win.
There you go.
Someone's going to win it.
Somebody has to win it.
It was
one in 90
last week. One out of 90. There are only 90 names in the hopper.
Those are good odds, man.
Real good odds.
But you can't win if you don't play. Get down there. They're closed on Sunday because it's the Lord's Day, and I like that. You know I respect that.
Absolutely.
I can't get a Camaro or a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. I got no problem with that because it's for the Lord. You understand what I'm saying, Mizell? Okay, Susan, always, I love you. Thanks for the donut.
Love you, back.
And I will see you guys later. We'll be back with some secretly recorded audio from my son, Legend. Is Bishop, he's the goalie, right?
Yes.
He has some bad things to say about Bishop. This was pre-win. Hey, it's bad and it's good. I don't know if he's right or if he's not. You guys can tell me because I don't know sports. We'll be back. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.